Track 21. Public transport. Travelling by local rail and metro. We want to integrate and expand the reach of metro and local rail into more communities, benefiting more people's lives across the region. Background. Our metro and local rail network plays a significant part in supporting the North East's economy, contributing up to £224 million each year. There are 533 route kilometres of rail lines in the North East, and our ambition is to improve, expand, and integrate our network. Some statistics. Tyne and Wear Metro, 36 million passenger trips per year, 60 stations, 77.5 kilometres of electrified tracks, new trains arriving from 2023. Local rail, 5 million passenger trips per year, 31 stations, 1980s diesel-powered trains. Over the past 40 years, the rail network in the Northeast has developed in two very different ways. Much of the local rail network in Tyne and Wear was converted into the metro system. It has continued its role at the heart of the local economy by transporting tens of thousands of people by rail to work, education, and other activities each day. The remainder of the local network has continued through decades of closures and cutbacks, maintaining some connectivity, but characterised by poor quality trains and low service frequencies. Rail connectivity remains a challenge to some of the more remote rural and deprived urban areas of the region. There are large areas and communities in the region that don't benefit from rail services at all because there are no local routes or stations, or they are hampered by the limitations of existing services. Our view is that we can make much more of our region's railways. In recent years, we opened a new local station in Horden, County Durham. Over the coming years, we want to expand the reach of rail and metro into more communities, benefiting more people's lives and unlocking access to opportunities, such as restoring passenger services on the Northumberland Line and reopening the Leamside Line. We're already progressing schemes for delivery, such as restoring passenger services on the Northumberland Line and removing constraints on the metro network. This is the Metro Flow Project. Washington is the fourth largest town in the UK without a rail service. Key insight. We have enormous potential to exploit underused and disused railway assets and alignments across the region. Network extensions and service improvements could alleviate road congestion, providing sustainable access for all. These aspirations are expressed in a metro and local rail strategy, which is to be refreshed in 2021. Every journey made on our local rail and metro network is worth £8.50 to our region's economy through the wider benefits it delivers. The case for improvement and expansion is simple. The more people who travel, the greater the benefits to the North East. Tyne and Wear Metro. The metro opened in 1980 and has been part of everyday life in our region ever since. In 2019, Metro carried 36 million passenger trips per annum to and from 60 stations along 77.5 kilometres of track. The 89 Metro cars in the current fleet allow Metro to run 450 trains each day with a 3-minute peak frequency. All stations are accessible by level access, ramps or lifts. Currently, a full Metro train has the potential to take 119 cars off the road network. Metro also plays an important role in multimodal journeys, where passengers use two or more modes of transport. In 2015, the Metro became the only UK railway outside London with network-wide pay-as-you-go smart ticketing. Accountability to Tyne and Wear's residents is ingrained in the timetable, pricing, and station location. Metro also has multi-modal ticketing with other types of transport, such as the Shields Ferry and buses. Large parts of the region are not served by the Metro, including several major employment and retail sites such as Team Valley, Doxford Park, and Metro Centre. Gateshead, for example, has only 5 stations to cover an area of 88 square kilometres. In recent years, the Metro has experienced reliability and resilience problems due to aging infrastructure and fleet, as well as capacity constraints. The existing infrastructure limits the frequency of the service and as a result impacts on the reliability and resilience of Metro. There are still single-track sections on the network in South Tyneside. However, in early 2020, the region was successfully awarded funding to dual the remaining sections through the Metro Flow project, which will increase the frequency of trains and improve reliability and allow quicker recovery from major disruptions. From 2023, 42 new trains carrying 600 passengers each will be introduced, which will transform performance and passenger experience and deliver huge energy savings. The new trains will cut Metro's high-voltage power consumption by 30%, while providing Metro's passengers with modern features, including Wi-Fi charging points, air conditioning, and a step change in accessibility. Having a new train fleet makes the case for expansion stronger. The new trains will be more flexible, meaning that new routes are possible. Each month, Metro produces a How Metro is Performing document measuring train punctuality, station facilities, information, cleanliness, security, ticketing, and staff availability. Metro overall satisfaction was scored 7.9 out of 10 in August 2020. Local Rail. In contrast to the Metro, the local rail network has not had the same focused investment, is not aligned to the local economy, and previously lacked a clear plan for its long-term future. There are 533 route kilometres of rail lines in the northeast. However, only 31% of our lines are currently electrified, meaning that local rail trains operating across the region are diesel-powered. Investment in services and trains has lagged behind the rest of the north. Although the troublesome Pacer trains have gone, they've been replaced with similar aged trains that are only somewhat more reliable. In 2019, they were refurbished with improved seating, at-seat power, fully accessible toilets, free Wi-Fi, digital customer information screens, sustainable lighting, and improved CCTV. Despite this, the trains are showing their age and lag behind modern passenger needs and expectations. There are 31 local rail stations in the region, ranging from remote rural stations to major intercity stations. The level of passenger facilities varies considerably. The local stations carry 5 million passengers per annum around the northeast each year. Local rail services presently comprise Durham Coast Line, linking Newcastle, Sunderland, Hartlepool and Middlesbrough; Tyne Valley Line, linking Newcastle, Gateshead, Metro Centre, West Northumberland and Carlisle; Bishop Line, linking Bishop Auckland, East Durham and Darlington; a local service utilising the East Coast Main Line north of Newcastle, linking Northumberland towns and villages to Newcastle, the main station being at Morpeth; on the East Coast Main Line south of Newcastle, three northbound-only morning services are operated by Northern. There are large areas of the region that do not benefit from train services at all, because there are no local routes or stations, or which are hampered by the limitations of existing services. The earliest and latest arrivals and departures are also often outside the minimum standards of the Transport for the North's Long-Term Rail Strategy, LTRS, of reaching key economic centres before 7 and leaving them after 2300. This is not conducive with modern-day life for both early morning work requirements and late evening social requirements. The nighttime economy is a key part of the Northeast economic makeup. The majority of local train services in the Northeast only offer hourly services at best. An hourly service reduces the convenience of train travel when compared to the private car. The journey times, frequency, and average speed for local rail services in the Northeast are not comparable with the private car. Currently, a car is faster than a direct train to travel from Newcastle to Middlesbrough in the Tees Valley. Our starting point. Metro travel was significantly impacted by the COVID-19 lockdown, and April 2020 saw passenger levels fall by 95.5% in comparison to the same month in 2019. In mid-2020, the system was operating at a loss of approximately £0.9 million per week, excluding costs associated with making the system COVID-secure. However, passenger numbers have started to climb to a higher level, albeit to around 30%, than the local rail services. Local and regional train operators quickly moved to introduce emergency key worker timetables in late March and early April 2020. Use was considerably down, according to onboard train staff's ad hoc train counts from late March 2020. There were low numbers on board local rail services in the Northeast, between 0 and 9. As with Metro, numbers have started to return, but at a slower rate. The uncertainty of the shape of the UK recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, together with government messaging about only using public transport where essential, makes passenger projections and forecasts uncertain. Getting passengers back on the network safely is our first priority. Where we want to be. For the North East to be able to integrate and expand the reach of metro and local rail into more communities, achieving full devolution of local rail services is our number one priority. The potential for future rail devolution from central government to the North East to specify and manage the operations of our current local network in line with Tyne and Wear Metro will enable the region to deliver a responsive, integrated and accountable rail network with improved services and reach. The region already benefits from partial devolution through Transport for the North. But this is not far enough to realise the full benefits of a truly integrated North-East public transport system. We aim to get more people travelling by local rail and metro in the region. Part of our approach could be to improve turn-up-and-go local rail service frequencies, similar to metro, where demand exists, improving cycling and walking links to and from stations, and bike storage at stations will encourage rail users to start and finish their journeys using healthy travel types. We want to eventually see the electrification of the whole of our rail network in the region and or explore new technologies offering lower or zero emissions trains on regional and local routes, such as hydrogen and battery. We will successfully withdraw the aging 1970s built metro car fleet and replace it with new trains, transforming the passenger experience and delivering huge energy savings. We want to deliver new stations on existing lines and reopen routes, such as the Northumberland Line and the Leamside Line, alongside metro network extensions to widen access to jobs and training, grow the economy, and reduce deprivation. The Northeast was the birthplace of passenger railways almost 200 years ago. So it's appropriate that we acknowledge our proud heritage and focus on how rail will meet our region's unique challenges and opportunities of the future. We will ensure that people feel safe using our network on trains and in stations. Personal safety and security must also be a top priority so that our railways become genuinely inclusive and accessible. The successful delivery of this plan will drive up passenger experience and satisfaction, which we will monitor through improved punctuality, reduced delays, and overall performance upgrades to the region's local rail and metro network. Policy statement. We must invest in metro and local rail to extend and improve the network. We will take action to drive our partners to make travelling and moving goods around our region more efficient and greener.